Good start to the week. The last couple of days have been really good, I think, for our team. I know for our coaching staff, too. You got a chance to spend a lot of time with our players, our coaches, just to go through some things. And I thought it led to a really good practice today. Blake had a good day today, really good. As I get a chance to go back and kind of look at things and spend some time offensively, I thought, I don't think I go back on my words with as far as Blake, like, hey, we're going to challenge him to keep getting better. But there were some areas that I think he did really well. Like, I know we've talked about identification of Mike and reading coverages and stuff. He was on it now. He was pretty good. His decision-making and his reads and things like that. I give him more credit. I think after going through it again, he did some really nice things there. So it's a growing period. He's got this a learning curve that he's going through, and he's competing against the other team, watching film on us as an offense and making changes, and he's got to stay a step above it. But with all that, I thought he had a really good practice today. So Marquise had a good day. I think that was really good for him, a chance to get out there and play as many plays as he did. At maturity level, I think he's grown from that. So
you talked about the importance of finding some way to get the ball downfield. How important is that? Maybe from a defense perspective, to having the threat of that offensively.
Well, it really strains a defense, without a doubt. If they have a chance for explosive plays, it puts a lot of pressure on you. I know last week we were talking about the consistency that, the 12 plays for 80, we were talking about earlier. And that's a good challenge for an offense to have, but that's really challenging. We all know that when you have an explosive play within a drive, the percentage of you scoring goes up from like 12% to 40% to 80%, when you have three explosive plays. So, it's really critical to have those plays. I think especially even more so for us as a younger team.
You pointed out Blake's flaws the other day, but
sure.
Did the 10 guys around him, they're gonna need to step it up a little bit because he's not getting
on? Yeah. Well, yeah, and that's what I said. I think, when you ask a question like, hey, how did he do? We always challenge every one of our guys to get better. it's like because the most three dangerous words are, I got it. And so no matter how they do in a game, it's just like the defense. Hey, you played pretty well defensively, but we needed more in the second half. We got to keep going. We didn't play well enough in the second half, and we're going to challenge you to play even better. That's our conversation that takes place. So, yeah, when you talk about all the guys, I thought Luke Jokel, our offensive line, played pretty well. When you went through it and watched it on tape and the grading of them, played well. But still, then why do we have 3rd and 21s? And, well, we had some offsides. And, well, 4 sacks, it could be protection and things like that. And I said one of them was holding the ball. Another one was D-Rob missed it. So it wasn't like, the offensive line solely. And so, yeah, we all need to pick it up. We all need to pick it up.
They think Blake would benefit if you guys just came out with a high tempo. How much of a consideration is that to get him into a rhythm, then you get into your...
Well, yeah, and I think, as you go through it, you're trying to find out what... all right, we played like this style and we've done this style and we're trying to find out what best suits our personality of our team. So, that's something that we consider. We take a look at.
Your relationship with Tom, he says you guys have gotten coffee a few times.
Yeah.
How did that start?
Well, I don't know. I think Perk introduced us, and then next thing we got together at the combine and, we had lunch here, breakfast, I think, or lunch together. And then he came down here, and we set it up, and we went and had breakfast together. And in some areas were different, and some areas were very, very similar. So,
what did you pick his brain about?
Well, everything. I mean, it's, we don't get it. We're both really competitive, so it's not getting into that situation, scheme-wise and things like that, especially we're playing. But I think just overall, a lot of wisdom, I guess, make sure balance. I've seen it really hurt coaches, and especially their first couple of years in this, they can get out, conversations like that. And but it's cool. I mean, we're sitting down, and he's having a glass of milk, and I'm gonna have an iced tea, and it's just I really appreciate it. I mean, he's awesome, and that's what I think. There's a lot of good coaches in the league that have opened up, but I've really enjoyed it. I've really enjoyed my conversation with him, and then we've been involved with this charity, and I know our wives get along very well, so.